as Ghana prepares to celebrate birthday of the first president of Ghana, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, on the 21st of September, Radio Ghana goes into its sound archives and brings you some of his speeches. As part of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's industrialization program, the first president of Ghana established the Ghana-Italian company GAIP to refine oil in Ghana to boost industry and agriculture. He described the project as important to develop Ghana into a modern industrial state because that is the only way for Ghana to survive as an independent state.
According to Dr. Nkrumah, the Ghana-Italian company GAIP was the result of long protracted discussions between the government of Ghana and the Jeep Mineral of Italy. The project, which was commissioned in September 1963, cost about £8.5 million and was at that time one of the sixth largest refineries in Africa. Dr. Nkrumah said the completion of the project marked an important stage in Ghana's investment and development program. To him, oil is an important ingredient without which the wheels of industry refuse to turn.
The opening of this oil refinery is testimony of the determination. Oil is the lifeblood of industry. It is as important for industry as water is for human existence. The politics of it is even more complicated. Without oil, the wheels of industry refuse to turn. That is why the government of Ghana has decided to buttress its program of industrialization by the establishment of an oil refinery in Ghana. This oil refinery, with its oil processing capacity of 1 million metric tons and built at a cost of nearly £8.5 million, is one of the six largest refineries in Africa. As our industrial program expands, it will be possible to expand the refinery to a capacity of 2 or 3 times its present size.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah spoke of the benefits of the oil refinery to Ghana's industrialization program.
The Ghanaian Italian Petroleum Company is an interstate enterprise of a special kind. The factory buildings which we all see here are of the most modern design and construction. The machinery is of the most modern in its class. Within these factory buildings, we shall be producing, for the first time in Ghana, liquid petroleum gas, normal gasoline, premium gasoline, and diesel oil, kerosene, gas oil, and fuel oil, all of which will stimulate our industrial and agricultural activities. These made in Ghana petroleum products will make for a substantial reduction in our dependence on imported source of energy. This refinery will help us to acquire new skills and contribute greatly to our national development. I am sure that what we see here today is only the beginning for an important upsurge in our industrial program. May this refinery justify the confidence and the faith which our people have placed in us and in its success.
The voice of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, at the inauguration of the Ghana-Italian company GAIP in September 1963. The oil refinery was to promote industry and agriculture as part of Dr. Nkrumah's program to accelerate development for Ghana after independence.
We continue with our new series on Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. We again threw the searchlight on his vision for using nuclear and solar technologies to address Ghana's energy problems.
In this age of atomic revolution, neither Ghana nor Africa can afford to lag behind other nations or to ignore the scientific development of our time. Indeed, we start with certain definite advantages over many nations which have preceded us in the scientific revolution. I have recently directed that Ghana Atomic Energy Commission to investigate and expand research on the possibility of solar energy, which is already going on at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. It is estimated that even 1/10 of the solar energy falling on the Earth's surface would be enough to produce an amount of energy several times the amount generated at present. In Africa, we have no lack of sunlight. and the development of solar energy should in fact be one of our main scientific preoccupations. Many issues can be resolved only on the basis of scientific and technical knowledge. For this, the public and the government turn to the scientists for advice. It is the scientists' duty to serve them well, conscientiously and scrupulously, without regard for personal ambition or the natural wish to say what is pleasant to hear.
While pursuing the nuclear program, Dr. Nkrumah mentioned Ghana's readiness to use this nuclear power towards ensuring world peace.
One of the most urgent tasks before us, therefore, is to secure worldwide total and complete disarmament and the banning of all nuclear devices of mass destruction. This process is rapidly becoming more urgent and more difficult as the number of nations which have access to these weapons increase. That is why we support wholeheartedly the efforts by the Organization of African Unity and the United Nations to make Africa a nuclear-free zone. Ladies and gentlemen, we must unite in our fight for peace and complete disarmament. We in Ghana propose to set a forceful example by restricting our efforts in the field of atomic research to exclusively peaceful ends.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah speaking on the benefits of nuclear energy to advance the development of Ghana and Africa. The speech was delivered when he laid the foundation stone for the Ghana Atomic Reactor Center in 1964.
One of the legacies of Dr. Nkrumah's development projects to Ghana and Africa was the Volta River project, which involved the construction of the Akonsombo Dam. The dam, which was inaugurated in January 1966, was constructed with financial assistance from the U.S. government, the World Bank, and other financial institutions. We bring you excerpts from Dr. Nkrumah's address during the inauguration.
Friends, ladies and gentlemen, 4 years ago today, in January 1962, I set off the blast which marked the beginning of the construction of this scheme. Since then, we have witnessed a marvel of construction, organizational efficiency, and administrative achievements. You see before you, in all its majesty, strength, and power, the Akonsombo Dam, 463 feet from the lowest foundation, and 2,200 ultimately cover over 3% of the surface area of our country. Due to the fact that the Volta River is very deep at this very point, over 2/3 of the dam lies hidden beneath the surface of the water. The result of this is that this huge structure blends harmoniously and imperceptibly into the natural landscape, giving the impression that this dam and its vast lake are not man-made, but a creation of nature. To the east are the two spillways with their 12 gigantic gates. Further east is the Saddle Dam, closing a gap in the hill, a large dam in its own right. To the west of the main dam is the powerhouse, wherein are installed the large turbines fed by water tumbling down the huge penstock, and generators which will provide the country with electric power, nearly 10 times the present power production in the country from all sources. We have enough power for immediate needs from the Volta Dam and for the alumina smelter, which Valco is now constructing at Temer. But we are ready and prepared to supply power to our neighbors in Togo, Dahomey, the Ivory Coast, and Upper Gold. As far as I'm concerned, this project is not for Ghana alone. Indeed, I've already offered to share our power resources with our sister African states.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah touched on the benefits countries stand to gain from positive cooperation, particularly Ghana's collaboration with the U.S. towards the Volta River project.
The result of this contact is living proof that nations and people can cooperate and coexist peacefully with mutual advantage to themselves, despite differences of economic and political opinions.
voice of the first president of Ghana, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, when he inaugurated the Akonsombo Dam in January 1966.
We continue with our new series on Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
Today we feature an excerpt of Dr. Nkrumah's speech at the Conference of Independent African States held in Accra in April 1958.
If formerly the Sahara divided us, this is certainly not the case today. The former imperialist powers were fond of talking about Arab Africa and Black Africa, about Islamic Africa and non-Islamic Africa, about Mediterranean Africa and tropical Africa. These were all artificial descriptions which tended to divide us. At this Accra conference, these tendentious and discriminating epithets are no longer valid. Today, the Sahara is a bridge uniting us. We are one, an entity symbolized by our united African personality. Indeed, we have an even wider association with the Asian and African nations, and that third wider one represented at the United Nations. The community of aim and of purpose expressed by our African personality will allow us in the future to play a positive role and speak with a concerted voice in the cause of peace and for the liberation of dependent Africa and in defense of our national independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity.
That was Dr. Nkrumah addressing the Conference of Independent African States in Accra in 1958. He urged those African countries already independent to assist other individual countries to achieve independence quickly towards realizing an eventual United States of Africa.
We continue with our new series on Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
One theme remains constant and clear, and that is Dr. Nkrumah's dream of unifying Africa to become a United States of Africa. In April 1958, a year after Ghana's independence, Dr. Nkrumah invited those independent countries at that time to discuss how the rest of African states still under foreign rule could also be assisted to become independent. The result was the Conference of Independent African States, which took place in Accra from 15 to 22nd April 1958.
If, as was so graphically described by our distinguished colleague, President Tubman of Liberia, we came into this conference each a lone snake, easily vulnerable to leather attacks. We go forth from it joined by common accord in matters vital to us, and others would therefore find it much more difficult to set upon us individually. I am a believer in positive action. From now on, let us take pride in our continent. Let us tear down any barrier which may contrive to divide us. Of course, we have differences of language, differences of culture and religion, but our Africanism binds us together. And it is in this spirit that we shall meet and overcome all problems which we have to face singly and collectively. Forward Africa to freedom and progress.
That was the voice of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, addressing the Conference of Independent African States in Accra in April 1958.